Welcome back to the Food Trainers Podcast. I'm Lauren and I'm here with Kayleen.
Hey guys.
So we did a breakfast episode. It's way back number 13, but we've never talked lunch. And so today we're going to lay out all the do's and don'ts for a healthy lunch. And our Q&A segment at the end is going to answer a lunchy question. And a lot of the material we're actually going to cover today is in response to a question we floated on Instagram about all your lunch issues and lunch confusion. So definitely keep the questions coming and follow along at Food Trainers and Shop Food Trainers on Instagram. We take your questions seriously. So diving in, Kayleen, I'm going to put her on the spot. What's the most important meal of the day? Or maybe what do you think most people think is the most important meal?
I think most people think breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah, I think that's just the myth or the sort of...
We've been learning that even in school.
Yeah, I think it's just that that's what's popularized. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to our breakfast podcast, you know that we don't necessarily agree with that. And so our first tip is that lunch is the most important meal of the day. So breakfast really, I do believe in breakfast, except for people if they're strictly intermittent fasting. But I still think something in the AM hours is important. But breakfast is really about having something to start your day, something with protein. Go back and listen for the details. Mm-hmm. But lunch is really the keystone meal of the day. You have so many hours between lunch and dinner. And so for the sake of your energy, your blood sugar, your weight, your sleep later in the day, you really don't want to have your largest meal at the end of the day. And we've talked about before, but in case you haven't heard it, most people have a little breakfast, a little lunch, and then really, you know, sort of bring it on at dinner. And if you think about that visually, that's to us triangle eating, a little, and then a lot at the bottom. We endorse something called circle eating. Our client said we should change it to diamond eating. I don't know which term do you like better.
I guess diamond makes sense because if you point it out in the middle of the day, it's bigger.
Right. So the concept of that being, you know, if you're, you know, sort of not visual and shapes don't work for you, is that you really do want to emphasize that midday meal.
Isn't that what you call dunch?
Oh, coming with the terminology. Yeah. So we love something called dunch, which is this, again, another idea for having dinner for lunch, and an entree meal midday works really well for a lot of our clients. So definitely give that a try. So somewhat related to dunch, and you know, we have a term for everything, is you want to have a triple threat lunch. So there are three main components, and if you check these boxes, you're really going to be good to go. So that's one, you want to have what should be your largest protein of the day. This doesn't have to be, a meat. We got a question on Instagram, do you have to have meat at lunch? It doesn't have to be meat, it could be fish, it could be eggs, but don't skimp on your protein at lunch. So that's component number one. Second, you definitely want to have produce, probably vegetables at lunch. It could be salad, cooked vegetables, crudité, soup. We usually say 2 cups of one of those items. It could also be, depending on how your day is going, it could also be a fruit, doing something like berries or citrus or fruit salad, just to, again, get that fiber in, even though our first choice would be a vegetable at lunch. And don't forget what we call fabulous fats. I mean, we're really dorks when it comes to terms.
All the terms.
Maybe to help you remember them. Good fat, good carb always drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. So fabulous fat. And really, you know, fats are very important in terms of fullness. So be generous with that olive oil. We have the prettiest olive oil in the world, Brightland in our shop. We keep it at our desk. Avocado, I love avocado, also a deep loader. And your seeds, which are good for texture too. So things like hemp seeds, sesame seeds, chia seeds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds. But again, three components, large protein, at least 2 cups of produce, and I would say a minimum of 1 to 2 tablespoons of a good fat. Mm-hmm. And just a little bit of a side point as we're talking about eating lunch, very strategic. We talk a lot about hydration, but having a cup or two of water before you have a meal is actually an appetite suppressant. And it's a Chinese medicine sort of tenet. You don't want to drink too much while you're eating. So before you have that triple threat lunch, have a cup or two of water. It's a nice, you know, we talk about morning rituals and nice rituals. It's kind of like a nice, you know,
a lunch ritual.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, also if you're somebody who likes like a little something sweet after lunch, a cup of a good herbal tea, like a ginger mm-hmm. or hibiscus, can kind of signal to you that lunch is done. Bonus points with that water before lunch if you add some lemon or apple cider vinegar. We stash it in our purse. But again, the key is not drinking too much with the meal and front loading that meal with a cup or two of water, or for that matter, broth works mm-hmm. works well too. So we talked about lunch being the most important meal, a triple threat lunch, hydrating before lunch. This is probably like my most, you know, sort of the tip that's most important to me to impart, and that's decent will do. So I think people get in trouble with lunch because they, you know, sort of have this vision of this like beautiful, perfect lunch. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, I'd love right now if somebody could show up at our desks with like a salad with grilled salmon and a great dressing. But I don't think that's happening unless Kayleen brought it. And some days you can go out to lunch, but like, and some days you might have 20 or 30 minutes to make a gorgeous plate. But a lot of days, you know, it can just be fuel.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have become obsessed with like not having the boring, sad desk lunch, but right. sometimes maybe that's all you need.
Sometimes have the boring desk, yeah. sad desk, or maybe not, maybe not at your desk, but
yeah.
Yeah. I think that you just reminded me because I see that hashtag a lot mm-hmm. On Instagram, like your lunches don't need to be like Instagrammable. In yeah. fact, I have a friend who is a really healthy eater and she travels a lot. I won't out her right here. But she posts these like average, like semi-ugly lunches. But I love that. Like I love them because I always feel like that's what we eat.
Yeah.
We eat like a, you know, sad piece of fish or chicken sometimes mm-hmm. and some vegetables that might be left over. And it's just not always, you know, beautiful yeah. and food styled. So on that note, thinking of those three components that we just mentioned, one thing that a lot of our clients like, we call them tacky, turkey, avocado, kale roll-ups. So literally, you've heard of lettuce wraps, of course. Kale and collards work really well for wrapping. Some sort of an organic turkey, a little bit of avocado, a condiment of choice. You can use mustard, you can use avocado mayo, a little olive oil, but you know, roll that up and again, it works.
Mm-hmm.
And keeps you pretty satisfied. I'm, you know, definitely the leftover lady. So
yeah, same.
Bringing like a sad, I don't want to keep saying sad.
I know, they're not sad.
I think they're just maybe not pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Like turkey burger and putting it over some greens. Again, a little bit of those good fats. I love jarred tuna. Like I would say my go-to at home is usually the jarred tuna.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer that to the can. I like it jarred in olive oil. I love a brand called Tonino, but there's Ortiz, a lot of good brands out there. And I also love jars. That's another story. but I'll do like the tuna, depending on my appetite, about half a jar, two thirds, maybe a whole jar if I'm going crazy. Avocado, half or whole, depending on the size of the avocado. And then like sort of like late to me, lazy person greens, like just a bunch of microgreens. Mm-hmm. They're really nutritious too. Olive oil, lemon, salt, pepper, you know, I would say 3 minutes, like fridge to four.
Mm-hmm.
So bear that in mind, use what you have. Again, it doesn't have to be a salad with 100 ingredients. You want to have some sort of protein. We'll get into some specifics in a bit. Some sort of vegetable or produce and a good fat, done. Move on with your life. You know, have a beautiful brunch on the weekend.
Yeah.
Next tip. Oh my God. So there's a French term. I took Russian in high school, which again, like not super useful, but like just, I can't speak French. So mise en place, which is like a chef-y term. What it really means, and you've probably seen this if you've watched like cooking shows,
mm-hmm.
is just having everything ready to go. You know, like the little, like how, you know why it takes 2 minutes to make a recipe on TV?
Because it's all done already.
The onions are already chopped. But, and you don't need to chop and prep. You know, I'm not someone who thinks that we need to prep every meal for the week mm-hmm. in advance, only because that's not in my repertoire.
Yeah.
If you want to, great. But just think in terms of these three categories that we talked about and have them prepped. So for protein, maybe you can boil some eggs. I love shredded chicken, which is to me just like the easiest way to cook chicken. Take like organic chicken breasts. You put them in boiling water or broth, about 15 minutes or so. Let them cool and then use two forks and you could shred mm-hmm. them and you can use them for everything, for lunches and dinners. So shredded chicken or just packaged wild smoked salmon, BPA-free canned, like safe catch tuna or salmon. So that would be, you know, those would be some go-to proteins. Pre-cut veggies. Again, it could be, you don't have to have 100 of them, but it could be shredded carrot, cabbage. I think cabbage is like underrated a little bit.
It is, yeah.
And so good for crunch, but like buy coleslaw mix. You don't have to coleslaw it.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-washed lettuce or microgreens, or just, you know, just cut up one container of veggies, whatever you like. It could be celery, it could be peppers, it could be jicama, it could be cucumbers, just again, so that you don't have to think about it at lunchtime. Then in terms of like your like good fats, I love to use like empty spice bottles and then put my seeds in them, just because it's like, then you don't make a mess if you are eating at your desk.
Oh, yeah.
So like chia seeds, hemp seeds, just put them in a little shaker bottle. Or there's
then you like sprinkle them on top?
Yeah.
Cool.
Just so that, you know, again, it's not, you don't have to take out a big Ziploc and spoon them and make a mess. And just anything that makes it more conducive for you to you
actually
know, sort of
make it
and do it and eat it and like it. And again, if you are somebody who's eating out of the house, I think having a good olive oil and a good vinegar, like an apple cider vinegar, is important because dressings are a place where a lunch can go wrong. So again, have a few ingredients prepped and then lunch is 1, 2, 3. Lots of questions about salads. Just a side point, just because there was a question, like I don't know if you like them, but I've never been a fan of those salads in the jar.
No, I've never tried it actually.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, you can't eat it in a jar. So then you need to pour it into something anyway.
Yeah. And then the dressing, where does it go? Bottom, top, separate.
Yeah. I think that's like a place that a salad in the jar were beautiful for social media.
Yeah.
But it's not how I bring my salads. Mm-hmm. So how to make a good salad, the darker, the better. So you definitely want to think like dark green, arugula, kale, spinach. If you're somebody who's like a romaine person, I know people are like, I can't, you know, choke down kale, just maybe do a little bit of a mix. I'll make the argument for like a kale, even a Brussels sprout salad, because you can dress them and keep them for days. And they actually get better and better.
Oh, yeah.
So they last well if you're going to do it early in the week. So you have your greens, at least two other vegetables. It could be cucumber. We're big fans of anything in that, you know, sort of onion family. Red onion makes a big difference for taste in a salad. Carrots, love the crunch of cabbage. Also think radishes don't get enough love. So some sort of greens, at least two other veggies to give you some fiber. We've talked about our love for krauts and fermented veggies.
Yes.
A little of those are good for flavor. I also love this time of year, cooked veggies in a salad, like leftover.
That's good. Sweet potato or something.
Absolutely. Sweet potato, butternut squash, broccoli, cauliflower. Mm-hmm. It's kind of makes it a little bit more hearty. So you have your greens, you have your other vegetables, ample lean protein, as we talked about. Another nice thing is like warm protein in the winter kind of makes a salad feel less summery. And then and then your fabulous fat. Dressing is a place where two things. One, I think people are like stumped. And two, a lot of the dressings and takeout dressings often use oils that aren't the best. So olive oil and lemon, olive oil and apple cider vinegar.
Like, I'm such a vinegar girl that that's all I need.
Yeah. And like, if you don't like apple cider vinegar, red wine vinegar is a great
balsamic
one. Absolutely. And I think tahini. Tahini, lemon, salt, and pepper is like, you know, sort of like, you know, easy person, you know, foolproof dressing. We did a tahini ranch that was popular for one of our programs. So again, secret ingredient also in salads, if you want to just add the like sort of yum factor and why are salads so good when you eat out, add fresh herbs. Like mint is my favorite. If you're a cilantro person, I am. You can go that way. Parsley, basil. It really is. It wasn't my tip. I heard it at a talk a while ago. but once you start doing it, it really is sort
it
of like...
It changes the game.
Yeah, everything. And you see them at salad bars. I think people are just like, why would I put parsley in my salad or something like that? Put it in. Be generous. they also have health benefits. And the other thing when making like a salad or any lunch is just think about like your favorite food. So if you love Mexican, you know, go with lime and cilantro and jalapeno. If you love Greek food or Greek salad, use oregano in your dressing or a little bit of feta. It's how I always develop recipes. I think like what unhealthy thing do I want? And then how can I bring it back into the land of food trainers? So those are your basics with the salad. I think, again, the key is like having a few key ingredients. And if you're somebody who worries about things going bad, don't buy that many. You know, buy your mm-hmm. greens and a couple of other things. If you don't do it yourself, definitely seek out high quality takeout. Mm-hmm. And what's so nice is that in every state and other countries, somebody just sent us this super healthy place in Lisbon in Portugal. But there's, you know, sort of healthy lunches to be had. One other note, if you don't have like a place that uses organic protein or wild fish or organic produce, I get it. Sometimes you have to do with what mm-hmm. you have, but BYOP. So at least bring your own protein.
Uh-huh.
Rather than doing like Kayleen hates yucky salad bar protein.
Yeah, I have just the thing with chicken at salad bars.
So BYOP. Sweetgreen, it's in New York. It's in, I think, about a dozen states now. A great option. We do have, we mentioned it previously, a slight issue with some of the oils mm-hmm. used by a lot of salad places. So you can always ask for olive oil. I like olive oil, lemon or lime, and hot sauce mm-hmm. in a lot of places. Actually, my favorite sweet green salad is the fish taco salad.
Yes.
I get it without the chips. And I do hot sauce, lime, and olive oil mm-hmm. for my dressing. Do you have a favorite sweet green?
I love that one. And I do love the kale Caesar. I don't know about the dressing in that though.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing about the kale Caesar is that a lot of the salad place salads have like a carb or two.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you want to have your carb at lunch, a lot of clients like the Harvest Bowl at Sweet Green, that's fine. I tend to like the carb at dinner.
Yeah.
So the kale Caesar is one of the only ones. Does it have croutons?
It doesn't.
Oh yeah. That doesn't at Sweet Green have, so then you can add, if you wanted to, some steelhead, you can add eggs. Mm-hmm. If you're not Kayleen, you can add chicken.
I don't add the chicken.
Chopped, also another chain, they have cauliflower mm-hmm. rice bowls. A lot of places are doing quinoa bowls, you know, sort of like a healthier bowl option. In New York, we also love a Bondi sushi. It's a cauliflower sushi. If you're looking to open something in another state, maybe try that.
It's a good idea.
It's a sushi place that uses cauliflower rice. Mm-hmm. I think they also have rice.
I think so. The cauliflower, I think, might be like an extra you have to choose, but it's good.
Great extra.
Mm-hmm.
Dig In is another great, you know, sort of farm to table.
Yeah.
You like Dig In.
I like Dig In and I love using all the apps on my phone. So
oh,
Dig
you pre-order?
Yeah.
The lines are long there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's actually, it's interesting that Kayleen said that. We have a lot of clients that use apps for takeaway places because they'll have the food ready. You can avoid, especially in the middle of a workday, like a half hour line in New York. But the other thing is that it's really good to make a lunch decision before lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
So usually, I think there was actually a study that showed that like when people ordered an hour or more before they were ready to eat, their choices were some percentage. I don't have it in front of me. Healthier, so that you could use the app, I think, and then set your pickup time.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do
that. It's funny you say that because my sister's office, they pay for their lunch, but they have to order it online before a certain time.
Okay.
Too.
So they're kind of doing that. And then they're probably not always ordering the healthy
thing.
But that's a really good point. We have a lot of clients in offices. Actually, the offices, Bloomberg was one of the first ones who do mm-hmm. it. It's really nice and it's good for like camaraderie, but they also, if you have lunch provided you don't leave.
Yes, that's the trick.
that's the hook. But be careful if you are in a place, whether it's a meeting, whether it's a workplace, even lunch with friends, that if it's something like barbecue or ramen or just mm-hmm. something that isn't on the food plan or with the food that jives with the few food goals that you're after,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to take one for the team.
Yeah.
I actually had a client earlier today and we were talking and she said she has a few like lunch commitments, but she's been careful about suggesting the place.
Uh-huh.
And I said is that like something, I always like to see like where people's habits come from. And she said, no, like usually I'm like, whatever works,
yeah.
you know, but we don't know, you always have to be so
oh, that's
easy.
Good. Yeah.
Sometimes you want to sort of make sure that it works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like you, what were you saying with like lunch?
Lunch at one of the jobs I had right when I graduated, lunch was like the only highlight of my day. So I would literally go all out. Like, I don't think I ever brought lunch or maybe like 5 or 6 times.
Not like a triple threat lunch?
No. I was getting whatever I wanted because I needed to feel better.
Yeah. And feel better and probably in some ways wasn't feeling as good.
No.
But that the point you raise about like it being like a lot of people, whether you're studying or working,
mm-hmm.
like mealtimes are like a break.
Yeah.
And you want to be careful that break isn't, you know, sort of breaking you.
Exactly.
Okay. We got a question. I love sandwiches. I think there's lots of sandwich mm-hmm. lovers out there. How can I build a better one? So a better one, you know, we're not anti-sandwich. It's just that a lot of breads, even your, you know, sort of quote whole grains are kind of crappy. A good mm-hmm. bread test is that you can, if you can sort of like roll it up into a marble, you know, all those soft ones, it's usually, even if it says whole wheat or whole grain, it's probably not a good bread. Also not a fan of, you know, typical sandwich wraps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they start out like, you know, the size of like a yardstick.
That's true.
And people think they're healthier because they're thinner, but there is a company called Siete,
mm-hmm.
and they do wraps. I think they do a few different flours now, but we like their almond flour wraps. A really good option. You can use one, you can use two, and then fill it with like any, you know, sort of healthy. You could do turkey mm-hmm. and avocado. You could do tuna. You could do a smoked salmon and like an organic cream cheese, but a very good wrap option if you're a wrap person. Eggs work well in them. We've given them shout outs, but I really do like them. A company called Pagels or Paleo Bagels.
Mm-hmm.
They do these. They're great. They're super satisfying, even though they look small. They come in flavors like everything and sesame. So check them out. We'll put them in the show notes. Another bread I love, if you're sort of more of like a white bread person, typically, there's a company called Zuki. A California client actually turned us on to them. They do amazing gluten-free sourdough.
Oh, yum.
And I always know things are good just because like when they're in the house, my kids go through the Zuki like crazy. So I know that
they're fans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if it was overtly healthy, that wouldn't happen. The only thing with a sandwich that I'll say is you usually need a little bit more fiber than fits in a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
So have some, you know, sort of crudité or cut veggies on the side, a little bit of, you know, a vegetable soup, something like that. It might not just not be enough on its own. And then another thing with packing lunch, as long as we're on that, I think the key is to have like the right things to bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard a lot of like, I think a client said like something like Prada doesn't like tuna salad or something. I had a client who was so proud of bringing her lunch and then it was everywhere. Insulated bags, really good depending on your refrigeration mm-hmm. situation. I love also a company called Stasher Bags.
Yeah.
If you're trying to use less plastic. Do you know these guys?
I just got some for Christmas, actually.
Oh. They're great. They come in all different sizes. They can go in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
They're sort of like a reusable plastic bag, but they also, a lot of them stand up.
I saw that. Those are the newer ones. Yeah.
Which I like a lot, but I use them like for freezing fruit in the mm-hmm. freezer because they're thick. So things don't get freezer burn
like they do
a lot of bags. But they're really great. Check them out. We're not affiliated with them yet. Glass containers too, especially mm-hmm. if you're going to heat something like in an office microwave.
Yeah,
you don't want it to be in plastic, or you want to transfer it to a plate. Things that work well for bringing. I love like batches of chicken salad, tuna salad, egg salad. Mm-hmm. You can use Greek yogurt or avocado mayo.
Yeah, that's good.
A good way to make them. The tuna in the jar that we mentioned. You can even make a curry chicken salad. Soups, we love a company called Nona Lim. Another really good company is Splendid Spoon.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a soup person, there's a great, we could put all of these in the show notes. There's a great miso quinoa broccoli salad. I actually made that on Dr. Oz from Little Book of Thin, which is just like, again, like something can be relatively easy and still flavorful.
Yeah.
Miso is another really good condiment. And lots of delivery services now. If you're,
there are,
you know, that can sometimes be less expensive than you know, sort of a $17 sweet cream salad.
Every day I was doing that.
That's an expensive habit. It's so funny. It drives me crazy only because I know exactly how much it costs to make it myself.
You can make it at home, yeah.
We love a delivery service called Daily Dose. They do paleo plans and keto plans. Check them out. They're New York based too. So mm-hmm. I think that sort of covers the basics, what you want to do in terms of what you should, the don'ts, because we said we were going to do some don'ts. Skip screens at lunch. Mm-hmm. Even if you're eating at your desk, close the computer, put the phone away, you know, no scrolling. Like you really will get more in touch. There's a lot about mindful eating now mm-hmm. when you are paying attention to your food,
yeah.
the speed that you're eating. Also, just you don't have to do pizza for the team. So, you know, just again, like if it's whatever it is, and it doesn't even have to be lunchtime. It could be like book club. It could be at work. Mm-hmm. It could be like a study break. It could be at school. Like you, there's a lot of polite ways to if you don't want to partake.
Yeah.
And don't feel the pressure to do so. Packing lunches. I think the biggest problem I see with people packing lunches is that they like pack lunches for a toddler. Like it's like sometimes people are proud and they pull them out in client sessions and they show me. And it's like this little container.
It's like not enough.
No, yeah. Like it makes me, I'm like, that's going to last you an hour. Mm-hmm. So kind of don't underestimate that you're going to, you know, sort of be halfway through your day and going to want again. We want you to have that.
A bigger meal.
Bigger yeah. meal, exactly. So don't skimp, don't pack for a toddler. but really just, you know, if you're a sandwich person, use some better breads. Mm-hmm. Do a little bit of prep goes a long way. Trying to think in terms of that triple threat lunch. So I don't know. Hopefully we've given you some ideas to improve whatever yeah. your lunch situation is. And now we have time for our question.
Q&A. Yes. So this week we have a question from Summer from Instagram. And she asks, what are quick running around all day ideas that you have for
like
lunch?
Like no time to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a typical. And I think this is why people mess up with lunch is because their day kind of takes them away.
Yeah, there might not be time for it.
Right. It's not like, you know, we don't all have like a clear cut mm-hmm. time for lunch. And I think that what happens when, and I don't know if this happens to you, Summer, but what happens to a lot of people is that they don't have time for lunch. So they'll do something like a snack, like a bar mm-hmm. or a yogurt or something like that. And then they get to the afternoon and they're like, and I have to say, like, if my clients go to like 2 or 3, mm-hmm. I can be guilty of this, which is like, it's okay. I'm pretty, you know, I'm close to dinner, especially yeah. if you have an early dinner. It doesn't work. Like, so what if you do, and it happens, if you're in a meeting, if you're, you know, sort of driving around, if you're, you know, sort of stuck, you can do, I would do, if you've no, you don't have the time for lunch at lunchtime, have some nuts, have a bar. I'm looking at our shelves of healthy snacks. You know, have some olives, have something small, put something in your mouth. Mm-hmm. But I would still, even if it's 3, 4 in the afternoon, even if it's not the giant lunch, still have like, you can do roll-ups with, you know, the turkey and avocado, mm-hmm. grab your salad, grab a frittata, have a couple of, still like, don't come back to lunch and then you'll be able to sort of have a prayer at keeping dinner
yeah.
sane.
Would you say to still use like the triple threat here? Like still get a protein?
Yeah. Again, I think some of the days, like these busy days, mm-hmm. we're like, we can't dot all our I's and cross our T's. So I'd be flexible.
Yeah.
But I think that the message is, I think what happens if we don't have the meal is that it's just, and this has happened to me, it's like party in the pantry, you know?
Exactly.
And I literally all say night. To myself every time, like, A, you know better. Like B, like, you know, like how are we here again?
Yeah.
You know, and then C, like, this doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not a triple threat. Maybe it's a double threat. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's just like, you know, I'm going to take some turkey and roll it around the avocado, or I'm going to have some smoked salmon and some crudite, or I'm going to have, I don't know, like a spoonful of nut butter and,
yeah,
you know,
it does, and a yogurt or something.
Yeah, doesn't have to, it doesn't have to naturally go together. That's mm-hmm. kind of the same thing I was getting at with don't try to have lunch be perfect, but try to have it be a food,
yeah.
not a snack food. That's what I would say to Summer. And, you know, so we're now going to be those annoying people that tell you to subscribe and rate. It really does make a difference. So please subscribe, please rate or comment. Do your good deed and then have a healthy lunch.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.